COVID-19 has only added to challenges many childcare providers face, especially in rural areas. New partnerships are helping some groups address those challenges, like staffing and funding, to make more high-quality care available in their communities. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay reports, rural providers are mostly on their own to solve a growing list of problems, and many say it's up to their communities to support childcare or face the fallout from a lack of options.
The sounds coming from inside Perry Preschool and Childcare on this brisk fall morning suggest just how hectic things are today. Two staff called in, and a third is taking a pre-planned day off.
Can we share it?
Paige Shank is the chief financial officer for the Tell City Electric Department, but today she's using vacation time to volunteer at the center.
So I was in an 8 o'clock meeting, the meeting got over, told my boss. Thankfully, he's very, very understanding. And I've been here the last 3 hours in ratio.
That ratio is important. Licensing rules limit the number of kids per staff member in each room. Without Shank here, the center would have been forced to turn families away at the door this morning. It's happened before.
The world stops and you're like, this is way more important than I thought it was at first.
Erin Emerson is the president of the Perry Preschool and Childcare Board. There's a sense of despair and exhaustion in her voice as she describes what it's been like running the center lately.
COVID added an entirely new layer of difficulty to something that was already impossibly difficult.
Essentially, it boils down to two things, a lack of financial support and a complex web of licensing rules. And that makes it tough to find and keep staff. In Perry County, fingerprinting for potential hires is done just once a week. Emerson says that means in some cases, it could take at least a month to process everything. And for $9 an hour, people aren't sticking around anymore.
There are people that are no longer willing to work for poverty level wages. And when that's what you're paying, it really caused a fundamental shift.
It's just one example of how limited services in the rural county come with major consequences. Unpredictable closures mean working parents like Shank have to lean on their workplaces and family members. Some parents quit their jobs. One family is considering selling their house to move somewhere with more or any options. Emerson doesn't blame families for wanting to leave. It's difficult to find solutions for everything it takes to keep the center open.
Like I said before, it's really exciting when you get a center going and you raise the money to get it up and going and you open the doors and you feel like you've solved it. But that is only the beginning, and you still have to figure out how to keep it in operation every single day according to licensing guidelines, while also running a tremendous annual operating loss.
Some people think the answer is finding more ways to share the load. Adam Alson is the board president of Appleseed Childhood Education in Jasper County, which plans to open a center in 2022. He says strong partnerships are why it can work. A local community foundation provided startup funding. An experienced childcare nonprofit will manage the center. And that allows board members to focus on raising money because rural childcare doesn't make money.
It's Appleseed's responsibility to find the building, which we have. And it is our responsibility to fund the annual operating loss that the center will generate.
Alson says government funding and a review of licensing rules specifically for rural childcare could help other centers like Perry stay open. But ultimately, he says it's up to rural communities to decide if they want it or not.
At the end of the day, federal funding doesn't get to rural areas. State funding doesn't necessarily get to rural areas in Jasper and Newton counties. And so in order for us to solve this problem, we have to solve it locally.
Paige Shank, the CFO from Perry County, agrees. And she says without local support, it won't just be Perry Preschool and Childcare at risk of closing for good.
You have to support the kids of the community if you want your community to grow. Because if you're not growing, you're dying.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.
Bye, girls.